Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Hour two for Friday, September 3rd, 2010. Start of a great Labor Day weekend. Although, Scott, I have to tell you, I think the start of the weekend was really last night, because you had high school football, and there were a lot of people who were not working today. When I came into the building today, about 4:30, were four people in this building. So somebody was getting a start on something a little bit early. Fred Heumann, sports director of WLNS-TV, was supposed to join us for just a couple of minutes before he goes on the air, and is supposed to be on the set at 6:15, knowing Freddie probably forgot, or he's mad at us, and that's a possibility, because, Scott, you and I have food, and Fred doesn't, and that's usually the opposite of the way things work in this world. We have with us Dave Havrilla, and he has compiled a great book, and we're going to have Jack Vogler on in just a couple minutes, who was included in this book, page 75, right? It's Jack Vogler's. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Good evening, Jack. Just great.
Well, I just figure I would let you and Scott talk while I eat. Is that fair? Tell us a little bit about the book and volume two of Tailgating on the Banks of the Red Cedar and, of course, what it's meant to Haven House.
Okay. I'll tell you about the existing book first, because it is still for sale. And we'll have copies at a few locations around campus, because Schuller Books and the Kellogg Center Gift Shop, Student Bookstore, and the Spartan Bookstore at the International Center have all assisted us by letting us sell our books there. Bacon Cakes Bakery has been terrific. They've helped us out a lot. Brett Smith has helped us out a lot. And they have cookbooks for sale. But the idea was born about a year ago, stolen probably, actually, from right. somebody else.
Mm-hmm. And another school, right?
From another school.
Mm-hmm. Shall go nameless?
Yeah, it might as well.
Yeah, at least until after the game.
Okay. After September 18th.
Correct.
We put it together very quickly, mm-hmm. and you know, it worked out just great. We have sold over 2,500 copies of this cookbook. The problem, so to speak, and it's a nice problem to have, is that there were a lot of people that wanted to be in the cookbook, but we put it together so quickly, we couldn't get to all of them. And as a result, we talked about it over the winter and the summer and decided maybe we should do a volume two, try to spread the word a little bit more, get it out through a few other sources mm-hmm. To as many people as possible mm-hmm. and get their recipes and their stories and their photographs in. And we'll do a volume two mm-hmm. and have it done sometime early November before the football season ends. So both the existing one and volume two will be available. But we'll be handing out flyers at the football game tomorrow, and we're sending out emails and using other parts of the media to get our story out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been wonderful for Haven House, because it's been good publicity for them, and it's raised a lot of money for them, because we have sold, like I said, in excess of 2,500 books.
Scott Eckersley has a better job than I do right now. He can just sit and eat. He doesn't have to worry about talking. He can just twist the dials with the hand that isn't full of food. My mother told me a long time ago that you should never talk with your mouth full. So I'm going to ask a very quick question. I can get back to the important business here. I have these BLT bites that are really bacon, lettuce, in the tomato, right, with the mayonnaise and the...
You could call the parsley lettuce, or you could call the chopped green onion lettuce.
And the Asiago cheese dip.
It's a hot Asiago cheese dip.
And just as a nice touch, ladies and gentlemen, Dave has brought in Special K crackers just so I feel better about this, right?
Yes.
But you said there's a Michigan State tie being Gregory Kelser, Special K.
That's why I brought the crackers in. Coincidentally, they happen to be on a low-fat type of cracker. Just for you, Jack.
I appreciate that. An important matter. Let's talk a little bit about Haven House. Tell us about your commitment and how you got involved.
Well, fortunately or unfortunately, I'm finishing up my sixth year on the board of directors. And each person on the board serves for 6 years. So that'll be up in October. I've agreed to stay on and work through the cookbook to see it to its conclusion and get it sold, get mm-hmm. it published and get it sold.
For those who are not aware, tell us about Haven House, what it does, why it's so important.
Haven House is a family homeless shelter in East Lansing. Mm-hmm. Haven House takes in entire families. They'll mm-hmm. take a single father with mm-hmm. children. They will take a family that happens to have teenage boys, or the only homeless shelter in the area that does that. Mm-hmm. When they take the families in, they work with these families to try and help them, find another place to live, mm-hmm. Find a job if they don't have one. If they can assist them in getting a second job or a better job, they'll try to do that. They teach them how to be financially responsible, teach them about good credit if they aren't aware, work with them to help them be, you know, productive members, and before they leave the shelter, you know, they can they'll be able to go out and hopefully start all over again. It's kind of like a safe haven where you can mm-hmm. not a lot of people are going to be bothering you while you try to restructure your life a little mm-hmm. bit, and then go out and live your life again with your family. But the idea is to keep the family together so that
right. How many families are served here? How many have gone through Haven House?
Typically about 150 to 200 in a year.
Mm, okay.
I mean, it just depends on how quickly
they can.
How many
at a time?
That depends on how large the family
families
is.
Are.
Mm-hmm. Because they had a gentleman, he's in a CD that, or a DVD that we've published, mm-hmm. and believe he had 9 children, a single father with 9 children. And that makes it very difficult. There aren't any other places to take a single dad with 9 children. And his wife had been killed, I believe, in an auto accident. Mm. And so he was at Haven House and then did fine and was out again. So, it can take a couple weeks. It could take a month and a half. It just depends on how much progress they can make and how quickly they can make it.
So if someone wants to get a copy of this book, as Kelly Rossman McKinney did on her way out, she wants a signed copy of the book, so I hope you have an extra one with you.
I do.
Okay. And we'll be sure she gets that when we see her very soon. Tell people how they can do that.
Well, there's a website for Haven House, and it's www.havenhouseel.org. And they can go to that website, and they'll find a what do you call it in computer language? There's a
Link.
There's a link mm-hmm. where you can go to order a cookbook. The cookbook is $15 and tax, just $15.90.
Right.
There'll be a shipping and handling charge.
Definitely worth it because you'll be the hero of your tailgate.
It's got a lot of great stuff in there. Is all three of these
As
recipes?
I can attest.
You can attest to that. Mm-hmm. Or they can go to the bookstores.
Scott's nodding his head. He just nods like a bobblehead.
His jaws are going. Okay. Spartan Bookstore, Student Book at International Center, Student Bookstore, Schuler Books, the Kellogg Center Gift Shop, Bacon Cakes, Redsmith, L&L, but they're out of our books right now.
All right.
We're trying to get some more out to them. We had to have some additional copies published because we ran out of books.
All right. Last question before we bring Jack Vogler in here after the break. If someone has a great tailgating recipe, surefire hit, works every time, and they would like to be considered for the second volume, Tailgating on the Banks of the Red Cedar, how do they contact you?
Well, you can call Carol Brownell at 303-0864, or you can go to the Haven House website, www.havenhouseel.org. We're going to be handing out flyers tomorrow at the game. I'll be right by the alumni tent.
That's the north end of the stadium.
That's where our tailgate happens to be.
Okay.
And we're handing off flyers, green sheets, and we're getting out to some of the parking lots and handing them out.
Are you a post-game tailgater as well?
You know, I stay there as long as I could, but mm-hmm. I think tomorrow I'm expected to make a fairly quick exit to head to the northern part of the state of Michigan.
And you start early. You get to the stadium what time?
I can't publish that, Jack.
It's early. It's way early.
I get there to sit and hold a spot that we've had for
sometimes Scott
over
and I
30
are in
years.
Bed by then, sometimes not. Depends. Pretty early.
We come onto campus at 7 o'clock. Put up
right.
the canopies.
Right. Yes. 7 o'clock. That's
but
what
I you know, sometimes I like to take walks real early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sit down, read a book.
Gravitate to a certain spot that's, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we will talk with a tailgater coming up who has been a frequent guest on this show. And he's a double dipper. He's going to be tailgating before the game, and he's going to have a brand new second tailgate after the game. Going to do it twice.
Jack knows how to do it.
Jack Vogler.
Yep.
We'll be right back with that and much more. Jack Ebling, Dave Havrilla, Scott Eckersley. We'll be right back on Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.